Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's a nice cool down coming this weekend, but it's not here yet. Already approaching 90 in the noon hour. Expected high this afternoon, 96. Get the latest on the weekend forecast and traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8s all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Your top local stories at midday. The man shot while trying to repossess a vehicle from an Arlington apartment complex this week has died, and now charges against the suspected shooter are being upgraded. Tim Siesco with Arlington Police says 52-year-old Adel El-Hindawi owned a used car lot and was trying to take back a Jeep he had loaned out to 31-year-old Brian Espy.
Mr. Espy had bought a vehicle from them earlier in the year sometime, and it was having some mechanical problems, so he brought it to the dealership to get it fixed, and they loaned him the Jeep while it was getting fixed. They then returned that car that was fixed, but Mr. Espy never returned the Jeep.
Following the shooting, Siesco says Espy and his girlfriend, 24-year-old Quayana Massey, confronted an employee who had taken the Jeep and was waiting outside the apartment complex, not knowing that El-Hindawi had been shot. They ordered him out of the Jeep. The two drove off. Espy's charge has now been upgraded to capital murder. Massey's charged with aggravated robbery. The search continues for a shooter who gunned down a Good Samaritan along a Fort Worth highway. Happened yesterday on Eaterville Road near Cook's Lane and I-30. A man stopped to help a stranded motorist, and while he was helping, someone drove by and shot him. The victim rushed to the hospital. He is described as stable. Investigators believe they know who did it, but so far, no arrests. COVID cases are on the rise again, and that trend is expected to continue. But North Texas health officials say this particular increase won't be like the others.
It's good and bad news. Yes, it is spreading in the country again. However, I do not expect here in North Texas anyway that our spike would be anywhere near what it was before.
Parkland Hospital Chief Medical Officer Dr. Joseph Chang says the Omicron variant's making up most of the local cases, and he says that's a good thing because some people have immunity against it. Starting Monday, Parkland Health offering COVID-19 testing and vaccines at health centers throughout Dallas County. The Texas Supreme Court has lifted a ban on child abuse investigations of parents who allow kids to get treatment if they identify as transgender. And now a state agency may be getting ready to resume those investigations.
The Department of Family and Protective Services says it treats all reports of abuse, neglect, and exploitation seriously. Family and Protective Services told employees to stop investigations of parents who let kids undergo hormone therapy or use puberty blockers after a lower court ruling in March. Last week, the state Supreme Court reversed that ruling, saying the governor and attorney general could not order investigations, but Family and Protective Services could restart them on their own. The agency says it put out the statement on taking all reports seriously in response to questions, but that statement did not specifically mention transgender therapy. The ACLU says all 50 states still allow gender-affirming health care and says it'll be watching how Family and Protective Services responds. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Today in Louisiana, U.S. District Judge Robert Summerhays is expected to issue a ruling on the federal health order known as Title 42, which is set to expire on Monday. Last month, Judge Summerhays issued a temporary restraining order against Title 42 being lifted. But immigration attorney Renata Castro says it's difficult to tell what he will say today.
It is tough for the judge to stay Title 42 or to repel Title 42 without interfering with the president's power to declare health emergencies when and how it sees fit. This would probably be a battle for the Supreme Court, no matter which way this judge rules anytime now.
And she says this fight likely will not be over today.
There is no question that no matter how this judge rules, there will be a lot more discussion and litigation left in this matter.
Title 42 was implemented by the Trump administration as a COVID control measure, forcing asylum seekers to wait outside the U.S. for their hearings. North Texans getting more fed up at the gas pump.
In Texas, the average price for a gallon of gas is sitting at a record-breaking $4.29, according to AAA. But the average is about 10 to 20 cents higher here in North Texas. Drivers say it's frustrating, and it's making them want to stay off the road.
It's too damn expensive.
$4.34 for gas? No. They need to start paying us more money.
I've got to fill up, so just put $30 in. I'm really not filling up.
The national average broke a new record yesterday at $4.59. For the first time ever, the average price for gas was $4 per gallon or more in all 50 states. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Euless man's fight over hail damage to his roof is catching the attention of judges in high places. KRLD's LP Phillips reports it's an issue a lot of North Texans can relate to.
On June 6, 2018, a hailstorm in Euless did enough damage to Harold Overstreet's roof that it started leaking. The roof was only 3 years old, and Overstreet said it did not leak before the storm, so he filed a claim with Allstate, which denied it. Allstate said the damage to the leak area was less than Overstreet's deductible, but Overstreet's roofer pointed out widespread damage to the entire roof, and he wanted it all replaced. That's when the fight started. Allstate had a suit moved to federal court. It argued there could have been prior damage from another hailstorm years ago, and that the roof was old enough and had enough wear and tear that it didn't have to pay. The case made its way to the Fifth Circuit, which has its own set of questions about who has to pay what in Texas. It sent the case to the Texas Supreme Court to answer some judicial questions. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In the financial markets, we have seen the S&P 500 dip into bear market territory today. Stocks sharply lower across the board, with the Dow Jones off by more than 500 points early this afternoon. Sports, the Mavericks try to even the series with Golden State tonight in San Francisco. Tip is at 8 p.m. Central. The Rangers play the Astros in Houston this evening at 7:10. And coming up Sunday in Frisco, it's the Strikeout Pediatric Leukemia Charity Baseball Game. That's on Sunday afternoon. Now you get tickets, $25 each, and they include admission for the Frisco Rough Riders game against Corpus Christi at 4:05 Sunday afternoon. That'll be followed by the charity baseball game around 7:05. Each ticket purchased will also sponsor a Buddy the Bear stuffed toy for a leukemia patient in a local hospital. Tickets for Sunday's event can be purchased at leukemiatexas.org/special-events. That's leukemiatexas.org/special-events.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.